Listen, this is normal. It happens to every woman, every girl, every. Can we just be have a normal conversation about it? So I suppose that was the initial sort of spark, that little spark of me saying, okay, actually, this is, you know, fantastic. The Nail the Stigma campaign had come from and evolved from the period Promise campaigns. Yep. And that is now seen in ATU. We've got 160 free period products available. It's available across all 9 campuses. So again, removing the stigma, removing the panic, it's just there, it's natural. Like, with all due respect, if a male goes into a bathroom, they'll expect to see toilet paper there. Women should be equally expected to see, you know, period products. So that was the first part of that. But then actually as well, and can I just say in terms of that campaign, that again, a student-led campaign, can I say to you, now what has happened is ATU has partnered with ATU Sligo Rovers. And they have their women's team are now providing free period care to all their players and also their fans. So it's great to see, you know, something that came from the students led, that you can see it taking hold and people embracing it and getting behind it.
And isn't it, I guess, well, first of all, it shows that we've come some ways as society, the fact that we're sat here now having this very discussion. But I think, you know, we're very honest in the situation as a group, as a society, saying there's still some way to go, that we're only just getting started. And I guess when you're seeing the next generation in terms of students starting these initiatives, I think it's certainly very hopeful going forward. And like you're kind of saying there, the next step really has to be, I guess, maybe more kind of government steps guiding people in what to do. And a big part of that is free period products in main buildings that people can go into in towns and villages.
Absolutely. If we look at Scotland was the first country in the world that have enacted legislation to provide exactly what you said, free period products across all public buildings. So my call is on the government, let's follow our Celtic cousins and do exactly the same. We should be, as I said, if we value our women and our young girls coming up, we should be providing these for them.